The singer Eva Urbanova with an aria from Bedřich Smetana's opera Dalibor. The popular Czech soprano, who's now celebrating 20 years of a most impressive career, launches the traditional Smetana's Litomyšl International Opera Festival on Friday. Dita Asiedu takes a closer look at this important annual event.
Smetana's Litomyšl International Opera Festival is the largest open-air classical music festival in the Czech Republic. Every year, some 14,000 visitors flock from all around the country, as well as countries such as Denmark, the Netherlands and Italy, to the East Bohemian town of Litomyšl, the birthplace of Czech composer Bedřich Smetana. Established in 1949, it is also one of the oldest Czech music festivals. The main venue will be the town's Renaissance castle, which is close to the brewery where Bedřich Smetana was born on March 2, 1824. Artistic director Vojtěch Stříteský.
This year, in cooperation with the National Theatre in Prague, we'll have the premiere of Bedřich Smetana's The Kiss. Then we have Puccini's Manon Lescaut, with renowned foreign soloists. There will also be a contemporary opera called The Touch of Christ, a spiritual opera by Slovak director Vyacheslav Kubička. The concerts will include Richard Wagner's Ring Without Words, while the closing concert on July 1st features the renowned young German tenor Thorsten Kerl, who will sing pieces by Weber, Korngold, Bizet and Wagner.
This year's Smetana's Litomyšl Festival also has a subtitle, In the World of Children. A concert by popular request will include tunes that children sing, whistle or hum to themselves, often not knowing where the melodies are from. These may come from fairy tales, bedtime stories, but also films like Winnetou and Harry Potter. The classical music part of the evening will feature Carnival of the Animals from the Grand Zoological Fantasy.
Every year we have an accompanying project to point to the roots of classical music. We show where it came from, but also how far it can go. This year we look at music played in villages, folklore, and we look back to the time when fiddlers traveled through long-forgotten regions of Europe. We look at music that originated in places like the Subcarpathian regions in Russia, Ukraine, and we also visit Romania. The music will be presented by the Chaldy Valdy Quartet, named after an old Bohemian dance of the 14th century, and other groups will play music from Leoš Janáček. We plan to continue with these projects as there is an extraordinary amount of interest in them.